They also want a steady job with a chance to get ahead.
Regular work spread over 12 months of the year and the opportunity for advancement, the opportunity for climbing the ladder.
Mm-hmm. And they want to be treated with courtesy and consideration.
It's just plain Americanism, Ken. The God-given right of a free man, the spirit of self-respect that gives a man the raw courage to talk back to his children.
Well, there are other requirements, too.
Ken, I think most folks like to have a job that's interesting and satisfying to them.
That's another one.
For instance, if we were to trade places, huh?
Yeah.
If I did the announcing here and you did the singing, why, we'd both be miserable.
Hey, not so fast, Bing. I'm not so sure I'd be miserable.
Oh, get out. You'd be desolate. Singing's not all it's cracked up to be.
I may not crack.
But getting back, Ken, all those things we mentioned, good pay, interesting work, pleasant conditions, the opportunity for advancement, any employer who can produce and supply a job package like that, I'd say he is certainly doing the right thing.
And let's not forget either, Bing, in this world, you have to give in order to get. In other words, the employees, in turn, must be perfectly willing to provide the skill, the care, and effort before the deal is attractive all around.
That's right. And from what I've been able to gather, many companies are actively working toward this goal, doing their best to meet these conditions and thus strengthening our whole economy. Ken, you have a strange look in you. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Hmm? Oh, yes, I'm with you, but... Bing, I was just thinking, would you really like to try switching jobs with me?
Oh, Ken, that was just an idle thought a moment ago.
Fine thing.
Now, buck up, dear. Don't pout now.
Well, you know, I've been told that I do sing rather well.
Perhaps so.
Is it all right if I take a stab at the next song?
Ken, if you're going to do some stabbing, I suggest you switch to a whodunit show. You know, one of those mystery programs.
Okay, it was just a suggestion.
And a good one, too. But be that as it may, I note that next on the program is a song called Everybody Loves My Baby, which is going to be done tonight with our very competent jazz band. Inasmuch as Gary is on the show tonight, I thought I'd show him the type of work I did when I was his age. Better roll, huh, fellas? Oh, everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see. She's got a form like Venus, honest, I ain't talking Greek. No one can come between us. She's my Sheba and I'm a sheep. Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Kisses me upon my rosy cheeks. I just let them kisses be. Don't wash my face for weeks. Everybody loves my baby, but my big fat baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Now, folks, the British importation Ebb Tide, which John and the orchestra played a few weeks back, seems to be slipping into the niche occupied formerly by the Moulin Rouge theme and by Blue Tango and the Limelight theme, similar things, instrumental smashes. I think this warrants a repeat, John, if your special arrangement is ready and on the racks there, if you'll be so kind. Nice arrangement, John. Well played. Man, I sort of hate to follow such a piece of mood music as Ebbtide with a folk-type tune, but maybe it will profit by the very sharp contrast. Let us hope so.
Walk me by the river, through the wooded hill. Walk me through the meadow, to the old red mill. Walk me to the oak tree we carved our name upon. Then I'll have this memory when you're gone. When you're away, dear, wherever you are, my love will guide you like a guiding star. Walk me by the river and tell me you're my own. When you're gone, I'll walk beside the river alone. When you're away, dear, wherever you are, my love will guide you like a guiding star. So walk me by the river and tell me you're my own. When you're gone, I'll walk beside the river.
Thank you, folks, and thank you, Buddy, for that noble support on the pipe organ. Here's Rodgers and Hammerstein's great song from Me and Juliet, No Other Love.
Well, that's
just about gets it for tonight. Hope to see you next week, the same time, the same place, when our guest will be Miss Peggy Lee. Until then, good night, and thank you very much.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Peggy Lee. The Bing Crosby Show is brought to you each week by the people who believe there is no limit to progress when people work together. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.